AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Primetime Newsmaker this Friday morning is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 728, 63 degrees on our way to a warmish 86 on this ninth day of the month of June, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kayla Mock and also Kat Dorcas with Emporia's first Friday Art Walk. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. Kat, hello.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here as we talk about Emporia's first Friday Art Walk on the second Friday of June. And Kayla, you had to move 1 week due to Unbound, but it looks like you have quite a lineup set to go tonight, don't you?
We sure do, yeah. The date change didn't slow us down one bit.
Well, what is on the docket? Let's talk first about your presenting venue and exactly what will be happening at your presenting venue.
This is a big one. Our presenting venue this month is American Family Insurance, Nick Jacob. And this art walk is being sponsored by Lyon County State Bank. And we are putting up the Faces of Emporia Community Portrait Mural. This is a project that was started with the Community Art Alliance that Kat and I are both members of. We had the idea, we submitted the proposal and got the funding for it. We got Dave Leiker on board to take the portraits, and so now there are 181 portraits that we will be putting up on the wall today. Actually, Alex and Andrea Polson of A&A Signs started last night, so it's about, I believe, 20% done, and we're going to try to finish it up today.
So you're putting up poor. How's this work? I mean, what are they like?
What are you exactly
putting on the wall?
Paper with glue.
Okay.
Ryan Higgins at Cofault Signs printed all of these for us. They're on blueprint paper, and then we are using wallpaper paste to glue them up to the wall, and then a layer over the top to protect them. So this project, we kind of piggybacked off of a project, an international project called the Inside Out Project. So if anyone wants to Google that, you can kind of see where we pulled inspiration from. It's an international project. It's been done all over the world. So we're doing it here in Emporia.
So these portraits will be lasting then? This is going to be able to withstand the weather and such?
I certainly hope so. It's meant to be temporary.
Because
Lyon County State Bank owns that like green space that's right there in front of the building, and they have plans to do something with that. And so we didn't want to put up anything permanent that would then, you know, kind of mess up their plans. So this is meant to be temporary. It will come down. You know, I'm hoping that it will last at least a year, and then it will come down, and then we can do something else on that wall.
All right, so that's off of 907 Commercial, I believe, correct?
Correct.
All right. So that is all kinds of activity right there at American Family Insurance. That's the presenting venue here tonight for the First Friday Art Walk. Well, Kat, what about other participants here on the second Friday of June?
We have all sorts. So 16 stops in total, which is totally doable and not super overwhelming. So let's start off at Vault Meats and Cheeses with Nathan Goodwin and eVentures. There's going to be a five-minute video that was created by ESU students, so that's going to be a little different to see on the art walk. And Escape Art Gallery will feature Pierre Moderner with Never Stop Making Art exhibit, which is also good advice.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. She and Meats will host Brian Vasquez exhibit of paintings, and also the special for the evening is a pork belly steamed bun sandwich. So that's,
wow,
you should stop there. Plum Bazaar will host Lily Stolfi and Alexis Mastrobano, and the special there is buy a pendant and get a free chain or cord. Main Street Axe Company will host Claire Cooper. L&L Pets will host Donovan Elrod. And while you're there, you can get 10% off any purchase for your pet at L&L. Valerie Parrish will be at Mike's Attic. And you can add to your record collection at Designs by Sharon with Ampersand Vinyl. Lyon County History Center will have an exhibit of unique historical pieces. You can stop by and check that out. Tyler McGee will be at Gravel City Roasters, where you can get 10% off any purchase of your coffee that for the evening. Trucks Gallery and Gifts will feature John Decker's exhibit, Altered Reflections, which is going to be super cool and a must-see. And you can get 20% off journals and sketchbooks while you're there. Dan Hughes will have his photography exhibit up at Mulready's Pub, where you can get a dollar off your first beer or drink. Sweet Granada will host Francis Beaupont, and 10% off any sweet purchase there. Jim Sollenbach, The Nature of Things Not, will be at the Aporia Arts Center, and grab a summer arts booklet while you're there. And finally, at the Style, there'll be Emmeline Fuller, which is one of our favorites, of course.
Yikes.
And that's it. Lineup. That's it.
That's a heck of a lot of stuff going on. And what things, Kayla, start at 5?
Yep, absolutely. We're starting at 5 o'clock. You can pick up a passport at any of those locations. If you weren't paying attention, you can go to our website, EmporiaFirstFriday.com, and see that whole list of the venues and artists, and pick which one you want to start at tonight.
Well, and you can look at some mural putting upping going on at American Family Insurance.
Absolutely. And Brad Yaunt is going to be out there cooking hot dogs up. Lyon County State Bank's going to have a tent set up, and they're going to be cooking hot dogs. So be hungry. Come grab a hot dog.
Hey.
Well, and you've got Pride Live happening, too, downtown here this evening as well. So plenty of stuff, plenty of activity downtown Emporia tonight. It will be a hoppin', as always, it is during the first Friday Art Walk. So it'll be neat to see that project in the 900 block of Commercial unfold before your very eyes. We like when that happens, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Work in progress. Anything else we need to add here, ladies?
I just want to encourage everybody to go down and find their favorite face on the mural project. I think it's going to be really neat to see how many community members were involved in that. So, and definitely take a picture, take a selfie with a face.
Yeah, take a picture of the face.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bev Beers and Rocky Slaymaker were driving by last night while they were putting some of them up, and we stopped and chatted for a bit, and Bev was like, "Oh my gosh, is that so-and-so? Oh, and look, it's so-and-so," and it's just, really cool. Like, you're going to recognize a lot of faces, and Dave Leiker just did such a great job taking the portrait. So it's a really fun project.
So how many faces in total, Kayla?
181.
Man.
And there's one dog.
I said one dog.
A dog. One dog. So try to find the dog.
Yeah. Well, hey, before we let you go, ladies, Kayla, I did want to kind of ask you, I know I talked to you about this last year. This is the second time now that the First Friday Art Walk is coinciding with Pride Live, as we kind of mentioned. How's that partnership been the last year or so?
Really amazing. We love Pride Live, and it goes until 10:30, so it's a really great place to go after the art walk or during, you know, like if you're passing by, you know, stop and listen to a few songs. Last year we had an artist at Pride Live, and people would go get their passport signed there, but it got just kind of a little confusing logistically. So this year they are not an actual passport stop, but we want everyone to go there regardless of that. I'm looking forward to a lot of the performers. My friend Drew Rutledge, that I graduated high school with, is going to be here, so I'm really excited to see them. And, yeah, we hope that everyone enjoys all of the activities tonight.
Fantastic.
All right, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk on a second Friday, and it's a big night tonight. Kayla, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right, Kat, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas with Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. Plenty of activities tonight beginning at 5 p.m. downtown Emporia.
Yep, going to be a great time in downtown Emporia. No shortage of things to do. And speaking of no shortage, we have no shortage of interviews scheduled for the next week or so as our 7:15 primetime newsmakers are pretty much full up for the next the week or so. But the week of the 19th, we've got plenty of openings available. So if you'd like to get on our schedule, please give us a call at 620-34-